The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Nebraska visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's do questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm just wondering, when you're in a spot like you're in right now, do you guys dig in more with what you're trying to accomplish scheme-wise, or do you have to have some more flexibility in certain areas? It may even be beyond scheme or just things that you're trying to accomplish.
I'm trying to think how to answer the question. You mean scheme-wise or?
Well, yeah, well, I get to start with there. With scheme-wise, I mean, do you dig in more in terms of what you're trying to get accomplished, or do you have to be more flexible because, obviously, it's been a struggle overall?
I think the answer is both. What we're trying to get the guys to do and what we're asking them to do, we know it works. So the last thing you want to do if you're not getting the results you want is change. The kids need to see consistency. The standard doesn't need to change. The expectations don't need to change. And we're making sure to do that. We've been through this before. Year ones are tough. Scheme-wise, sometimes in year one you're caught between wanting to run everything that you know could give guys the best chance against another team's offense or defense, but you're balancing that with we have to be able to run what we can execute well. And you're just not quite as far ahead in year one as you will be down the road. But listen, they brought this coaching staff in here to get this fixed. We're in the process of getting it fixed. I have more confidence than ever of where we can take it. It's just taken a while, and there's a lot of things that need to get fixed. Attitudes, culture, strength and conditioning, talent level and team, everything needed to get fixed. And I like where we're going. Most of the guys are buying in and doing what we're asking. Some aren't. And kind of like I said, after the game, we're looking forward to going ahead with the guys that are going to do what we ask them to do.
And just what do you expect to learn about your team now in this second month? I mean, you've been through a lot in the first month, but then the second month, Coach Harbaugh was saying earlier, it's sort of the middle of the story. What do you expect to learn about your guys in October?
Well, I think you're going to find out real quick who the fighters are and the ones that love the game and want to keep playing. And I said at the beginning of the season when people asked me how many wins of success would be this year, you can't measure your success based on that. Being great is better than is being better than you were yesterday. And that's greatness to me, being better than your former self. And we certainly need to be better than we've been, and I think we have improved in a lot of ways. There's some things holding us back from improving even more, but I just want to see the team keep improving every time we go out.
Great. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet.